Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Wow, I've been talking a lot on this 1400 KKZZ, and I'm so glad that you are joining us here this morning. And we've got our parenting coach in here. I plastered you all over Facebook.
Thank you.
I know.
Good morning.
And we've got Sharon Johnson here. She is our new part of our team here on the Kim Pagano Show. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. So we have an amazing show, as we always do, adding value every day in every way. And, of course, Betty Alkazian is our Parenting Backwards is her book, Raising Our Kids to Become Fabulous Adults by Looking Forward and Working Backwards. And we do have a book here, but also we're going to be talking a little bit about, it's interesting because we always find different topics that maybe parents are, struggling with. You know, I didn't always give my kids enough chores to do, and I kind of babied them a little bit. And now that they're older, I'm like going, can you make sure your room's clean? And they kind of pacify me. I don't know if you guys go through that or anybody out there that goes through that. But Betty's going to be talking to us a little bit about giving us some guidance on that, which that's really what you do with all your different clients, correct?
Yes.
And also marriage counseling, right? I mean, you do it all.
I do. I'm a marriage and family therapist, so I see individuals, couples, families, and I specialize in parenting, though. I'm so passionate about families really ease their way, make it easier, make it fun, and raise great adults.
Yeah, because when you do have it easier with your children, there's something about your marriage that's kind of easier, right?
Everything.
Because that's a huge strain on a marriage if your kids are battling or, you know, they try to take sides with you. Anyways, we're going to be talking about all of that. And if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got also Diane going to be coming on, and I think it's McAhern. And she's the founder of Big Green Purse. And what it is basically an award-winning entrepreneur. And it's a leading green consumer advocate. So we're going to be talking about, you know, we got to do everything we can nowadays to make sure that, we do our part in this world. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, especially because we have Earth Day coming up. And then we are going to, homeopathic. We got Kelly Hickel coming on. And she's going to be talking about that. I'm one of those that do not like to take a lot of medicine. Are you guys? I mean,
yes, I love homeopathics.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. So, you know, to me, it's funny. If I have a headache or something, my husband's like, honey, just relax, take something, you know. And I'm like, I'm going to wait till, you know, I'm like, either I'm going to meditate, I'm going to take something that, because every single thing has a reaction to it. So if you're just joining us right now, I want to let you know all the different ways that you can hear us. You can stream on my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. And right up on the right-hand corner, you can listen live. Also, Facebook. I am almost there. And I'd love you to become one of our fans. Like us. And also, I am partnered up with ParentClick, Coffee News, Venture Breeze. There's just so many of connections that you can find out everything that's happening around here and with all the different things going on. So I really appreciate you checking all of them out. Also, you can Twitter. You can tweet us on Kim Pagano Show. And did I miss anything? Is there TuneIn Radio?
iTunes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that. So, yes, all my shows are downloaded on iTunes now. So if you're out there walking, which this last weekend I walked my little brain off, I'm telling you. And it felt so good. So if you're out there, you can download my shows and then listen to them while you're exercising, because that's what it's all about. Anyways, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back, and we'll start talking about some really good stuff. So stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here. And I want to just remind you that I am your host. I'm Kim Pagano, and I've got Sharon Johnson here with me, and I've got Betty Alkazian, and she is our parenting coach. And if you have a question, or if you have just something that you don't even have to say your name, because you know what's funny? We've been getting a lot of callers that don't want to be on air, and I'm okay with that. But call up, talk to Matt, and give him a question, and we'll talk about it on our show here. Because that's it. I want to be your resource for all of your problems and your solutions. So that's what it's all about. So right now we have our next guest on, and we have Diane. Diane, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm just great, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You know, I think this is a really important part of our life now, and actually of our children's lives. We really need to teach people and our kids how to be more green, correct?
Yeah, you know, in the old days, people were just very, you know, people lived close to the land, and people were really in touch with nature, the cycles of nature, and how to really stay connected with the environment, because what we do to the environment, of course, we do to ourselves. And I think people who lived closer to the land really understood that. Now we're so far away. You know, we live in sometimes in very industrialized places. And so the closer that we can get back to our roots, the closer we can get back to nature, I think the better it is. And that's especially true for kids.
I agree. And so tell us a little bit about what you've done and what your company's about.
So Big Green Purse is a focus on how we as consumers can use our clout in the marketplace, both to protect ourselves and to inspire companies to produce better products that don't pollute as much and that use far fewer toxic chemicals, if any. You know, as I'm sure you and all your listeners are aware, it is just very, very tough to pass any laws or enforce regulations right now that protect the environment. The political atmosphere is just so charged. But yet, when we go to the marketplace, when we go shopping, we, each and every one of us, we're totally in charge of how we spend our money. And really, that's our first line of defense. If we don't want to be so exposed to some of these chemicals and some of the products that we're buying, we don't have to buy them. You know, if we want cars to be more fuel efficient, one of the things that we can do is, you know, we can make all sorts of choices about the cars that we buy and how we drive those cars so we can save energy. So really, the message of Big Green Purse is that the way we spend our money really makes a difference, and we have the power to protect ourselves and our families and create much healthier, safer communities based on what we buy.
You know, I think that that's so important, and I think, you know, I applaud you for doing this because women are the ones that go shopping most of the time. Although there is a lot of men out there that, you know, are staying at home now. But we, you know, taking our bags in and recycling and really trying to change our society in a better way. Can you give us some ideas on how we can do that?
Well, you know, they're very, very simple and straightforward. For example, something really simple, like using cloth towels instead of buying throwaway paper towels.
Great idea.
It's a very simple thing to do. Think about when you buy a paper towel, when you buy a package of paper towels, you're buying the plastic that comes wrapped in. You're buying the paper towels themselves, which are designed to be used once, thrown away. You're buying the cardboard core inside the paper towel. You're buying all the trees that were used to manufacture those towels, the trucks that were used to transform them, the water used to make them, the energy used to make them, all of that is what you're buying when you buy throwaway paper towels. So why have we bought into this idea that we should be buying this one-use product and just throwing it away? It has a huge environmental footprint.
You know, it's interesting.
We could be using cloth towels that we, you know, launder once a week or whenever we need to launder them. But the environmental trade-off there is actually very, very clear. And it turns out that buying the cloth towels actually saves us a whole bunch of money compared to using the throwaway towel.
Now, what about washing them?
Well, normally you would just throw them in with other laundry. So you're not doing a whole lot of laundry just to wash five towels or something. So the impact on our water bill or on the, you know, the laundry detergent that we might buy is so minimal compared to buying all these other paper towels that we're throwing away over and over and over again. Or a sponge. You know, a sponge is very, very easy to clean. You just run it under hot water with a little liquid soap in it, pop it in the microwave for about 30 seconds, and it's good to go. Very low energy impact, and yet you can use one sponge about as long as you can use something like 17 rolls of paper towel.
You know, another great thing is to stick it in the dishwasher.
Stick it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
So there's no added environmental impact to cleaning it, but you're going to save about $30 on paper towels over the life of that sponge with no environmental impact.
You know, one of my questions is how do we get educated about this? I think there are so many things that we do. I had never thought about the paper towels the way you described it. And, you know, it almost made me feel sad because I love paper towels.
But you know,
and I didn't realize, you know, the impact that even one roll might have.
I have to tell you, you know, there, and I'm going to say a name out there, but there is Bounty, okay, where they have like the little tear offs, right? Almost, I mean, you know,
it's like a half sheet. Yeah.
Or it's even a quarter sheet, you know, and I love those because sometimes you do need, you know, but you have this huge paper towel and you wipe it up for like a little tiny thing and then you trash. I feel guilty when I do that. So I'm like almost there. But the thing that I don't know, with all of the different ideas, and I'm behind you 100% of what you're talking about. But, you know, when you have maybe chicken that's spilled, you know, you don't want to use your towel to do that. And then you put it in your laundry. That just kind of, you know, what's your thought on that?
Well, you know, I think what you can do for, say, meat juices is that you can reserve a couple of sponges or one sponge particularly for that. And then after you wipe it up, run it under hot water, put a little soap on it. And honestly, for the most part, it's going to be good to go.
Okay.
I mean, I think that, you know, individuals obviously need to make their own decisions.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're going to keep some kind of throwaway paper products around just for those particularly nasty spills. But in the aggregate, you know, I've been in households where some little something happens on the counter and there's a big, you know, you whip off the paper towels.
And then the kids take about five of them, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I want to put a little lock on there, you know, so.
But, you know, honestly, my goal is not to make anybody feel guilty about what they do. What I hope is that I get people to turn on sort of the mental light bulb and say, oh my gosh, it is so simple to make this shift. It's going to save me $30 every time, you know, every time I use a sponge through the life of the sponge, it's going to save me about $30, which is great.
Yep.
And this is such an easy thing that I can do. And really, that's the point of Big Green Purse. And you can get an awful lot of easy suggestions at biggreenpurse.com.
Okay.
But the other thing is, but in apart from you doing a better thing for the environment and your family, you saving all that money, the thing that really excites me about all this is that when you make those choices, you are directly encouraging companies to be better environmental stewards as well. Right? I mean, there is absolutely no way that any state house or Capitol Hill is ever going to pass a law saying, no, we can't use paper towels.
Right.
Or companies have got to use recycled paper. But when you make that choice in the marketplace, companies are paying attention like you wouldn't believe. You know, even if you decide to shift to paper towels made from recycled paper, great. That's a very powerful thing that you can do because it's better for the environment. But you're also sending this really needed message to companies to encourage them to do the right thing, too.
Yes. I was also thinking, my husband and I are trying to build in a home office in our home. And so we've been getting some quotes from different companies. And what I've come to find out is a lot of the products that these companies use are filled with formaldehyde.
Right.
And it's causing, you know, what they talk about, air pollution in the home is now worse than outside. And so we actually asked one of the companies if they would find a formaldehyde-free product for
us.
Which
is, there's a lot of green companies out there now.
Well, we're looking for them.
But I
think that because we said to this one company, we want you to find a product that will work for us. And we're not going to buy from you unless you do this.
Right.
That, you know, is that kind of what you're talking about, Diane?
Absolutely.
With our dollars.
Fantastic. You know, I think that consumer demand is really driving innovation in the marketplace. And at consumer demand, when you have that incredible power to say, I'm not going to spend my money unless this is a product that not only meets my functional needs, but it's going to be good for my family, good for my community. It's not going to make me sick when I use it. And, you know, I've seen, for example, I had my house repainted a couple of years ago, and I said to my painter, I want no VOC paint. I do not want any of those volatile chemicals in my paint that give me headaches and nausea, and I don't want my family to have to move out of the house for a week. And they said, fine.
And the paint companies have responded.
They responded.
Oh, yeah. All the oil, you know, the oil's been taken out of them and stuff like that. So now what should we be the most conscious about?
Oh, you know, really, the top of line thing is to really figure out how you can consume less. buy less. You know, consumption is really driving so many environmental problems. It costs us a lot of money. You know, people will say, oh, I can't afford to go green. And I think, you know, what does conspicuous consumption cost you? Right? I mean,
right.
People, on the one hand, people say, I can't afford to go green. On the other hand, they're paying money hand over fist for all kinds of stuff just because it's new or trendy or whatever. So really, the first thing that everybody can do is just say, you know, I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to simplify my life. I'm not going to listen to all this advertising. And I'm just going to buy a little bit less. Apart from that, when you look at your daily habits, find ways to save energy. You know, the controversy about climate change is very real. I firmly believe that we have climate change and that we really need to cut back on our consumption of fossil fuels, in particular oil, coal, natural gas. So look around your homes, the way you drive, the way you use your appliances, all those things. And just take a little audit and say, you know, can I save some energy here? The great thing is you'll save money. Every single time you save energy, you save money. So, again, it's not, don't feel guilty about the way you're using energy. Be excited about how you're going to save energy and how much money you're going to save.
Yeah, that's great. And as parents, you know, right now with the, you know, the world where it is, the recession, I think it is important. But, you know, it's kind of just being working smarter, making sure if you're going to go in one direction, try to figure out all the things that you had to do that week in that direction. You know, I know, Sharon, you have a Prius, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that really saves a lot. My daughter's got one. I mean, a lot of people are turning to the smart cars or to the little cars, right?
Yeah, it definitely helps. And you have some other ways that we can save money on gasoline, correct?
Oh, yeah. Actually, and again, at biggreenpurse.com, you can find ideas that will save you anywhere from $20 to $50 a month on gasoline, depending on how big your tank is and how much you fill up your tank. But obviously, keeping your car running well, getting a regular tune-up, getting the oil changed, changing the air filter. Changing the air filter can improve your fuel efficiency by maybe as much as 40%. It's really significant. Keeping your tires pumped up. You know, every time the seasons change, I check the tire pressure in my tires because you can improve your fuel efficiency by 3.3%.
Wow.
Just by keeping the tires pumped up to the proper pounds per square inch. And people say, well, that's not very much. Well, it turns out that it's about 4 million gallons of gasoline every day nationwide if we all had our tires pumped up to the proper PSI. So, and that's simple. If I can do it, and I'm not much of a techno geek, but if I can take my little tire pressure gauge out there and check my tire pressure, I'm sure everybody else can do it.
You know, we just have mechanic, Jerry from JBS Auto, and in Simi Valley, and he was on our show, and that's what he was talking about. It's just the easiest thing to go and make sure that your car's in, you know, kept up, it's maintained, because all those things do. I mean, that's like, you know, apart from our family, it's our best friend. You want it to be running whenever you need it. So,
Really do. And you know, gas is only going to get more expensive. You know, it'll dip a little bit, then it's going to go up again. But gas is going to continue to get more expensive because there's less and less oil. And because it's a lot of refineries that currently are operating are really becoming outmoded. And we're increasingly seeing problems at the refinery end. Even if we get all the oil to the refineries aren't kicking out as much gasoline as they used to.
Right.
Which means there's less supply, and demand is increasing all over the world, not just in the United States, but everywhere.
Right. Diane, you have a new book that you just came out with, right? The Big Green Purse?
Big Green Purse.
Okay, and what are we going to read what are we going to find when we read that?
You know, there's a very short and I think useful overview of the issues and why it's important for us to shift our spending to the greenest products and services available. And then you'll find chapter by chapter ways to tackle some of the things that you buy.
Hmm.
Clothes, computers, cars, garden and landscaping supplies and equipment, things in the kitchen, food. So there are lots of short chapters. It's a big book full of short chapters that will help you, if you're going to buy individual products, make much better informed decisions.
Okay, great.
I also just feel like sometimes I feel overwhelmed by all of the ways that I could be greener. And I find that if I just do one little thing, it makes me feel better.
Oh, my God. We're all doing our part. That's what it's about. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I will encourage you and your listeners. I have a newsletter that comes out almost weekly, and it's that exact idea. Here's just one thing you can do this week. You can totally, that's going to save you money. A lot of times it saves you time. And it's going to make you feel great that you're doing your part to protect the environment and your family. And so it's free to sign up, and I think you'll find lots of great information there.
Well, you know what, Diane, I think it would be great you and I talk, and maybe we can get my listeners connected with that.
I would love to.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it, and thank you for doing your part. All right. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be finding out how we can help our kids to be fabulous adults.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Very interesting. We were just talking about, right, as a lot of us don't know how to be so green. You were saying that you were, where
at
your...
I was at my sister-in-law's house last week, and she's so green, so earth-friendly. She understands that she's an environmental attorney, so she really is passionate about the subject.
Yeah, that makes a difference, yeah.
And I learned one little thing from her sometimes.
What did you learn?
I actually bought more organic things at the market. I went to Whole Foods instead of the regular market to do my marketing. Of course, it was outrageously expensive.
Yeah.
But, it made me feel like I was buying better, fresher, healthier. There was something more inspiring about it.
Do you have a garden?
I don't.
Because that's a big thing. If you can just start to grow some of your stuff, even if you don't have a lot of room and you, can do it in a pot. But once you start to see, some of your own vegetables come up, and you can't get any better than that.
I do grow apples and oranges.
On
we
your
have trees.
Oh,
yes,
there
which
you
is
go.
Great. There are no pesticides on them.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and they honestly taste better.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
We've started eating organic, I don't know, 2-3 months ago, and I honestly feel better.
Taste a difference, or you notice a difference?
Absolutely, absolutely. And once you really start looking into that and finding out what they're doing to our food, it's pretty scary.
It is, isn't it? I know.
So
when it's about getting informed, right?
Yeah,
and learning about it.
It really is, because we take it all for granted. You know, we come from a fast food and prepackaged society, and that's what we've all grown up with. That's what we're used to.
We're learned. We need to change that message in our brain, right?
Absolutely.
So talking about changing that message in our brain, how do we get our kids, okay? And I want to, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're here with Betty Alkazian. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, a parent coach, parent speaker, and author of Parenting Backwards. And so you're going to give some tips today on how do we get our kids to listen, right, to help out around the house. And some of those things are, sometimes they go, yeah, Mom, okay, and you know that they think you're going to do it for them. But as they get older, it's like, I'm not doing it. So I've been like shutting the doors and, you know, going, okay, you want to live in your own mess in there? But is that the right way?
I think it really is the right way, actually, when it comes to teenagers, especially in their messy rooms. But what we have to realize as parents, and you've probably heard me say this a million times, Kim, is that our kids behave in the ways that we teach them to behave.
Hmm.
So if they're not listening to us, we have to ask ourselves, what am I doing that's teaching them not to listen to me?
Oh, so this is coming back on us right here.
It always does.
Yeah.
We don't have enough guilt as mothers, right?
But in reality, I can remember being at a play date and saying to my kids, okay, girls, let's go. And then I stand and talk to my friends for 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes.
That's a great
point. So what am I teaching my kids? Well, I'm saying let's go, but I don't really mean it. So I'm literally teaching them not to really, you know, my words don't mean anything. Don't listen. Don't bother until I start screaming and say, I said let's go.
Right.
We were waiting for you.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, I just had a text from somebody, and I just want to give out our phone number if anybody has a question out there, maybe something that you're dealing with right now. Give Matt a call at 805-639-0008. But this actually, the text that I got was, what if your husband isn't neat? So how do you make your children neat?
Good question.
Okay.
And I don't know that you can make anyone be anything.
Yeah.
I think it's much more about teaching your values. So if being neat is important to you, then you have to model it, right? You're being neat. You're teaching your kids, okay, after you're done playing with this, let's clean it up before we move on to the next thing.
So, I don't know if you guys ever remember, but
clean up.
Everybody, everywhere, you know. And the other thing is when I had my kids were younger, you know, they weren't allowed to take out another game unless they cleaned up the first one, you know. So they would put it all away and then we'd start again. Uh-huh. But as they got older, I don't think they remember all those rules, you know.
But also, as a path of least resistance, as parents, so often we'll just clean it up because it's easier than fighting with them or yelling at them or nagging them.
That's
so we'll just clean it up.
Right there.
And we're all guilty of that, I'm sure. So it's about really following through and saying, okay, it really is time to clean up and let's do it. And for little kids, we need to break it down because a big mess is overwhelming. And they just will have a meltdown and throw themselves on the floor, and we don't understand why. But very often it's because the mess looks too big to them, and they're afraid or they feel like they can't tackle it. So what if, you know, you can make a game out of it for little ones and say, hey, you clean up the blue toys, and I'll clean up the red toys, and then we'll see what's left. And then you say, okay, what's left? Okay, we have silver toys, and we have purple toys, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, so that's good for the little guys, okay?
Okay,
what about the teenagers, okay? So they've got, you know, their Nintendos out or their game, I don't know, what's the new one that just came out? Their
Xbox.
Yeah. Okay, and so, you know, make sure you turn the TV back. Make sure you don't eat in the, you know, family room. You eat at the table. You know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we lose control over a lot of things when our kids get older, but I actually posted a sign in my kitchen the other day that said, anyone who does not clean up after themselves will lose the privilege of using this kitchen.
Oh, okay. Did that work?
Well, no, actually, it backfired. My daughter said, Mom, you didn't clean up your pan.
And see, isn't that funny? I mean,
you're like, oh, well, I guess I can't cook dinner tonight. Sorry.
But it's really about losing a privilege, perhaps. If they're not cleaning up their video games, then take the video game and put it in the garage for a week and see how they like it.
Right.
Well, but when it comes to a teenager's room, this is a different rule. Obviously, we can't take away their room. And we can close the door and not have to look at it. But I will say to my kids, and you may have heard me say this before also, I'm very blessed. I have a cleaning woman who comes to my house because I work. And so I pay her to help me.
I have the same, okay. And exactly, they're like, well, she'll do it, Mom. And we'll know she works for me.
Right, that's what I say to my children.
Okay.
She works for me. If you don't clean up your room and make the floor clean for her to vacuum, then I will close your door and she's not welcome to go into your room at all.
Yeah, so you have to give some structure
to
what, you know, I mean, but what about the counters? What about, you know, I mean, it's really interesting how, you know, I have four children and each one of them, some are clutter, some are not, some are, you know. And then you have the kids that don't move my stuff. What about that?
Then don't leave your stuff where it's in my way.
But what if it's in his room and, you know, you want
then you
your
do
room?
Have to respect him.
Oh.
And you close the door. Don't touch this stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that's his space.
So it's, okay.
From my perspective, you can close the door if you can't stand the visual noise of it all. Then close the door and ask that he keep his door closed unless he's going to keep it clean because you don't want to see the mess. And that's the consequence.
Mm, okay.
See, I have the rule that my son can't go and do anything unless his room
that works
is
too
clean.
But it
does
depends
that work
on the
better?
Age.
So
it does, for him, it's been working really good because he knows even if he's like rushed in the morning and he doesn't make his bed, he knows he has to come straight home and make his bed and make sure that his room looks halfway decent.
So
or
now,
he can't go anywhere.
Now,
that's great.
That is a really great. Okay, so but here's the thing. What if they do a rush job? Is that not good enough?
Well, who are you to say
what's
good enough?
What's the standard? Yes,
well,
that's how you set a standard.
And the whole thing to me, my philosophy in parenting backwards is about creating great adults.
Uh-huh.
So what will the impact be when they're adults? So you have to ask yourself, if your son has a dirty house or a dirty apartment when he lives alone, is that okay? Well, that's his choice. And honestly, what I've seen is a lot of kids who have messy rooms as teenagers actually are not messy as adults.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so I think it's more about respect and consequence.
Right.
You know, you can't have friends over if your room is a mess, or you can't go to the party, or you can't go out to dinner with your friends or whatever it is until your room is clean. That's
uh-huh.
a natural and logical consequence.
Right.
No problem. And you know, we also have to respect that it's their space. If they want to live in clutter, then that's their choice. It may not be ours.
What do you think about reward systems for younger kids? Like for our girls, they're 8 and 5, and we have a system where they get tokens if they do all their chores in the morning and get themselves ready for school. So, and if they do really good, they get 2 tokens, and they're so excited.
And then they get to spend the tokens on something fun?
Exactly. They can save them up and cash them in for real money, and then they save that money towards something that they really want to
that's
do
a great
or
idea.
Have.
Well, my philosophy on that is that if it's working, that's great. I never argue with something that's working in your home. In my experience, what I find is parents have a hard time following through and keeping up systems like that,
mm-hmm.
and then it falls apart. So I want you to teach your kids to do things not because they're going to get a reward,
right?
But because it feels good inside when the room is clean,
right?
And they can say, "Wow, look at what a great job I did."
Yeah, yeah.
So it just has a longer term effect. But you're also teaching the behavior. Then, you know, like I said, I'm not going to argue with it.
Right.
But it's not probably the best long-term solution.
Right.
You know, I think that's interesting what you said about when my house is clean and neat and organized, I'm like, oh, I could take on the world.
Right.
Is that how
yeah.
you both feel?
I sure
Does anybody
do.
Feel like that out there? But then when it's chaotic and I'm like a crazy wreck, I got to get my slate clean before, even my desk, that's how I work.
Right.
Even my closet, you know, with my clothes and everything.
Yes.
So,
and we can teach our kids this. When their room is clean, I will literally walk in the room and say, "Wow, it just feels so good to be in here."
Right.
Doesn't it to you?
Yes.
And you want them to actually process that feeling of what it feels like to not be in clutter and to be in that cleanliness so that they're then motivated to clean the room because they
yeah.
want that feeling, back.
Right, right.
Yeah, I like this. That's good. Anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And again, if you have a comment or you want to text us at 805-419-0008 with a text, or you can call us at 805-639-0008 with a question. You don't have to be on the air, but just, you know, something that you want to ask Betty. She is our parenting coach. That is Betty Alkazian, and her book is Parenting Backwards. So what other things do you recommend?
Oh, goodness. Be aware of how you're talking to your kids, and we don't want to nag. because then we really are teaching our kids not to listen to us.
Ooh, and
because
then,
they tune us out.
Right.
Right? So if you say, clean your room, clean your room, clean your room, all they're going to do is blah, 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 blah. And that's all they hear. So we want them to hear us. So we have to be succinct with our words and be a little bit more, careful. Don't use as many words, because then they'll actually value the words that we use.
Mm.
So you ask them to clean their room, let's say, or pick up the toys or put away the video game. But you just ask one time. And then if they don't do it and they've moved on to something else, then you literally do what I call the lead them by the shoulders method. Mm. And you just lead them from wherever they are over to what you've asked them to do. And you don't even have to use one word. Just
right.
In silence, you lead them by the shoulders,
right.
And you take them back to the mess. And you can point, or you can say, uh-oh, you forgot to clean this up, which I think is really respectful. When you
right.
say, uh-oh, it's kind of like giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But you're saying, oh, but we don't move on until this is done.
Right, right.
Now, does that work for older kids, too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's the other thing. It's no fair for us to change the rules on them. Like, we clean up for them when they're little, and then all of a sudden they're 15, and we say, you start cleaning up after yourself. They're like, wait, what happened? That's not the house I've lived in all these years.
Ah.
So the earlier we can get kids used to their responsibility about if they take something out, it needs to be put back, then the more likely they are to develop a good habit and
that makes
follow through with it.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. So now how, let's see, so... what if they're making you crazy, okay? I mean, I always have a house full of kids, and I love when our kids have friends over. I'd rather them be at our home. But at the same time, if maybe they're eating everything in the house, and you know what I mean? Do you have that?
Right.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
I want my kids to have their friends at my
Me
house.
Too.
Because then I know what they're up to.
Right.
I'm supervising. They're not getting into things they shouldn't be. And, I love my kids' friends. They're so sweet. They're respectful.
Yeah.
And because I'm respectful to them, they're respectful to me. And that's the other thing parents have to remember. If you want your kids to be respectful, it starts with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great point.
Being
right
respectful
there.
Of them. And so the same is true with our kids' friends. If we're respectful of them, they will be respectful of us as well. And sometimes I'll, be in the kitchen with the kids and, hey, how are you guys? And I will always order pizza or buy them food. To keep them at my house.
To keep mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, I will.
Smart.
But then
really
I'll say,
smart.
Thanks for cleaning up before you leave the kitchen, you guys. And then I'll leave the room.
So you put that,
them in advance.
That question
right.
in their mind.
Right.
I like that. All right. Well, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, Betty, how do they find you?
They can find me on my website, which is balancedparenting.com. I also have a Facebook page called Balanced Parenting. Or they can just call me at 805-230-2464.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
And you, again, tell me what you specialize in.
I specialize in parenting and just making it easier for families to get through it, to enjoy each other, to develop good, healthy relationships for a lifetime.
Is there one last thing that you can leave us with? What happens when... our kids try to play us against each other. That's a big one, isn't it?
Well, I think that overall, it's a kid's job to test us.
Oh.
And to be a little defiant, to help them define who they are separate from us.
Right.
And to honor that instead of being offended by it. And to say, okay, I get that you're doing this and I get why you're doing this, but I'm still the boss. I'm still the parent. Our kids have plenty of friends. They don't need any more friends. They need us to
right.
be the parents
ah.
and to set limits and to be consistent with those limits. And that makes them feel safe and secure. When the rules don't change, those walls stay in the same place
so,
day
right.
after day.
Right.
So keep that same game plan. And I think that's really important what you said, is even that when they're younger, just continue it as when they get older. Don't say, okay, now that you're this age, you're taking on the world, right?
Right.
Well, and... unfortunately, though, I think a lot of people find themselves in that position where they may not have laid
the ground rules,
the perfect foundation.
But it's never
but,
too late.
Right. And that's the point I was going to try and make to you is here you are now. You have to create a foundation. You have to. And the kids, they're going to fight against that
they
when
might.
You first start. But like you
they
said,
might also embrace it, too. Don't expect that they'll necessarily fight it.
But even if they're fighting it, I think that they long for that yes. structure and oh, for every, that,
everybody
that security
does,
of yeah. knowing right. that somebody cares enough.
Yes. You know? And it's not too late at any point. You can sit down with your family, whether it's at dinner or a family meeting, and say, here are the new rules.
Right.
So great. I love when you come in because it's really, it's stuff that we can really use every single day. So we do have our next guest on, and I would love to welcome Kelly. Is it Kelly Hickel?
That's correct.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you. And so, you know, this is really interesting. We all kind of agreed before you got here that we would rather take something that is not, you know, more homeopathic as opposed to just taking medications. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I'd be happy to. And I think the key to what you said is all natural versus chemicals. I mean, that's the bottom line to the difference. I got involved with the company that I run, Therabiogen, about 3 years ago, and we have developed two remedies that are homeopathic, and we're getting ready to release two more. And we primarily focus on things that affect large numbers of people. So cold and flu was the first product that we introduced, and it naturally aids in the relief of cold and flu by triggering the symptoms that you would normally get, and then that triggers the immune system, so that the immune system is what deals with the cold and flu, not the chemicals.
So, Kelly, do you have to be, like, do you have to catch it before you're sick, or once you start to get the symptoms, then you take it?
Most of the people I talk to take it immediately upon feeling the symptoms. So.
Okay.
And, for instance, you know, I'm in New Jersey. We had 28 degrees here the night before last. And I was feeling it, and I took mine, and never got sick. So.
And do you just take one dose of it?
Typically spray it once or twice in each nostril, and that usually will take care of it. If not, you'd repeat it every hour or two until you feel good.
Wow. And now I'm really interested in the migraines and the headaches, because one of my daughters has really bad migraines. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it uses the same general approach. It's a different formulation. We have it in the manufacturing line right now, making sure we do all the proper testing and stuff. We'll introduce it later in the summer, but it appears that we'll have the same kind of general ability to aid in the relief of migraines that we do with cold and flu and with allergy. We're also going to be introducing later this summer a sore throat oral spray that has a good ability to reduce the symptoms from sore throat.
Wow. And so what have you found to be the benefits of taking homeopathic products as opposed to conventional medicine?
Well, I think the key is that it lets the body deal with the issue rather than covering it up with a chemical solution.
That makes so much sense, really, because I think that it, you know, we all say that our bodies have everything that they need inside it to basically repair itself, but yet
right.
we cover the fever, we take away, you know, and then how do we know really what we're dealing with?
Well, that's exactly right, and, you know, I'm a perfect example of what you just said. All of my life, I've suffered from cold and flu, and for that matter, allergies. And when I started looking at this company before I got involved, I volunteered to be the guinea pig and try it. Instead of losing 3 or 4 days at a time, a couple, three times a year, I have not been down sick since late 2008 because I use this cold and flu and I use the allergy every time the symptoms start. It's wonderful for me.
Are they safe for children?
That's what I was going to ask. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, we say that, and we say this on the box, that you can use it for children 8 and above. We don't recommend below that in age.
Is there anything that you know of or can recommend for children under 8?
There are probably, I've seen products out there, but I don't have any personal experience for them. So unless I do, I'll just avoid making a recommendation, you understand?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And now, is there any, like, cons against using homeopathic?
I have studied it pretty extensively, and there don't appear to be any. You may be aware that this is an 18th century medicine and a 21st century science. It's been used by doctors and notables for a long time, but really, we have been using natural solutions for thousands of years, and the benefit is there's no real after effect.
There is no, wow, that's amazing.
It's just so great, especially on the heels of our last guest, about really going green. This is like going green for our bodies.
Yes.
And not introducing chemicals that makes our body fight an additional
Well, you know
thing.
What's so scary is when you see all the advertisements for different prescriptions, right? And they talk about all the, you know, and you might go blind and you might be, you know, and you're going, oh, I want to take those.
Right.
Or I want to give those to my kids. That's scary right there. So
I love those ads that go on and on about all these side effects, but they don't tell you what it's for.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell all the things that they're going to do to you, but, you know, what's it going to solve? So,
And then you read the label and it says, but if you're taking this, you can't take that. And if you take that, you can't take this.
Now, right. That's another right. great question. Okay, is there any interactions with other medications with a homeopathic? Homeopathic.
Homeopathic.
Homeopathic, right. Very good. Easy for us to say, right?
Yeah.
There are no known situations. Now, nothing works 100% on everybody all the time, so there are individual reactions that can be different. In hundreds of thousands of shipments, we've only had a few customers, less than 10 customers, call up and say, hey, that wasn't what I was looking for. And, of course, we refund their money immediately. But we haven't seen any examples of that.
And what does something like this run?
It's on sale retail at national retailers at $11.99. And the bottle will give you 25 to 50 dosages for that price.
Hmm. It's a lot cheaper than prescription medications, too.
Right. And yeah. where did you say we can purchase it at?
It is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or a number of the grocery
stores. Oh, so it's out everywhere.
Yeah, it's in over 12,000 locations in the U.S.
Wow, okay, that's great.
I'd love to try this. And now, is there a certain group that you would recommend that would benefit from this more than others?
Well, typically the people who are most susceptible, whether we're talking right now about cold and flu, but it's true for allergy and migraine and everything else, typically are younger or older folks. And this helps those groups very well. So that's the distinction there, I think.
Hmm. Okay. And is there a website that we can go on?
Love for you to go look at TheraMaxRelief.com. In fact, on there are some YouTube and some Facebook links. And you can see some pictures we took during the cold and flu season between Christmas and New Year's in Times Square, showing people trying it for the first time. I love the one about one guy who says, oh, sure, I'll try it, but it's not going to work. And then he tries it and goes, oh, my God, this is wonderful.
Really? Really? And why did your company decide to go this direction instead of conventional?
I have neither experience nor interest in chemical-based solutions, and we were presented with this opportunity to license some formulations that had been created. And, again, tried them. They're all natural. They help people. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about.
And are they FDA approved? Is that how?
The interesting thing is that there is a section of the FDA website called the HPUS, which lists all of the natural ingredients that are pre-approved for usage in medications as active ingredients. As long as you don't use any other actives, you're good to go, and that's what we've done. We've followed that very carefully.
Very good.
Wonderful.
I'm
excited.
I look forward to trying it. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much for your time, and it's a great pleasure chatting with you.
You got it. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show, and I think we talked about some really great topics, and I know where I'm going, you know, to like try to take that little step, you know, one person at a time. Because one of us can make a difference. And then if we all start to do something to make a difference in being green, I'm already there with the, you know, homeopathic. Is that right?
Yeah.
But because I don't like medication, if you can help it, right?
Yeah. And I've been really suffering with allergies lately, so I'm very excited to try something that might give me some relief.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, Betty, tell everybody again where to find you.
Thank you. I'm at balancedparenting.com, and you can find me in a million different directions from there.
There you go.
Thank you.
When's your next coffee with Betty?
The first Tuesday of every month at Chocolatine and Thousand Oaks.
Okay, very good.
From 9:30 to 11.
There
Thank you.
There you go. Also, we've got a couple things that we're going to be putting together some women support groups and some different things, and I'm excited. So I want to make sure that you listen every morning, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. Become our friend. Like us on Facebook. And also, all of my shows are downloaded on my website, Kim Pagano Show, also iTunes. And with that, gosh, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, it's not what we do for our families, but how we live our lives that impact them the most. And I just thought that we have to be our own example right there. So
absolutely. You're here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love what we talked about. With that, I want to remind all of you that if you missed any part of our show today, it replays again from 1 to 2. Also, again, tomorrow night, I will be back on The Business of Life from 4 to 6. And I hope that you join us there, join me there. We've got some great guests, and we're going to talk some more. So it's just a little extension of what I'm doing here. So with that, I'm Kim Pagano. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I welcome you to have an amazing day. I'll talk to you later.
Passerby.